One of the highlights of Purim is the mitzvah of Mishlach Manos. It's nice to receive him. The prophet says, "Mishlach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu." The Gemara says, "Manos says Loshen Rabim." There's a minimum of two Manos, two Matanos Ish L'Re'eyu. That's the minimum field, two items to one person. What isn't so clear is, what is the definition of monos, matonos? Presents have got a very broad meaning. Presents can vary from jewellery, electrical equipment, a box of chocolate, a drink. What is the definition of monos, matonos? This was actually a shayla asked to the Trumas Hadeshen several hundred years ago. The shayla asked the Trumas Hadeshen the following shayla. B'nei Adam, Hashalchim lechavireim bePurim, chalukim veSadinim. People who send to their friends on Purim clothes or sheep. Ha'im yotzim yidei mishleach monos olay. Can they be yotzim without the chiyuv of mishleach? And Trumas Hadeshi responded, Tshuva, yiroeh de'ein yotzim beh. You will not be yotzim with such these type of items. The nireh tam de mishleach monos tu. Kedei sheyehei lechol echad ve'echad dai ve'sipek lekayim hasuda. The idea behind Mishlach Manos is to provide people who should have plenty, ample food for the suda. And therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, clothes and things like that are not going to help you for the suda. And you need to have only food. That's the shit of the Shulchan Aruch. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Megillah, the one line of the Gemara in that sign. The Gemara says there were two brothers, Rav Chiya Ba'ovim and Rav Chanina Ba'ovim, two Amiroim. The Gemara says, have a machlifus to the side of a Hadoda. They swapped their meals with each other. So the Trumas Hadeshen seems to understand stuff in the Gemara like the Ran. The Ran learns that these two brothers were very poor. They couldn't afford a meal plus food for the Shleach Manos. What they did was, they swapped each other's meals, have a matlab to the sayu, and when they're kind with that, which last monad. So you see, says the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have food. You need to have food, because they must have had other items which they could have swapped. They could have given any small items. So you need to have food, and the idea is to provide food for the soul. So this is the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen. The idea behind Mishlach Manos is to give food for the Suda. The Achronim bring a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be of the same opinion, because when the Rambam describes the chiv of the Suda on Purim, the Loshna of the Rambam is actually one halachi. It says like this: Keitzat choivat Suda zu. How are you yoich the chiv of Suda's Purim? So it says, Yoichal dofto, that's the first requirement, you should have meat. Yisakein Suuda no'e kefia shetim soyoda. He should prepare a beautiful meal according to his means. V'chein, and he continues, V'chein chayev odom nishloach shtei monoi shel basar o shnei minei tavshil lechaveiroi shenema mishloach monoi ish lerei. So I'm going to put in one halacha, the hilchot suda and the hilchot mishloach monoi. It seems that the idea behind mishloach monoi is to provide food for the suda. It's interesting in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, we've got two simonim. The Tof Reish Tzadi Dalet, that's a simon devoted to Matonis Levyonim. Tof Reish Tzadi Hei is a simon about Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. So here again, you see the Machaber putting together Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. Seems to be the idea of Mishloach Manos is to provide for the meal. However, there is the other well-known opinion, the opinion of the Manos HaLevi. Now the story with the Manos HaLevi is like this. The Manos HaLevi, he wrote a sefer on the Gilas Esther, classic work. The Machaber, his name is Shlomer Alkabit. Shlomer Alkabit is the Machaber of a well-known piyut of Lechadoidi. Right. It's got the letter Shlomer HaLevi down Lechadoidi. He was one of the Kubalim, the group in Tzfat, part of the Arizal, famous Mekubalim group. He was actually a brother-in-law of the Moshe Kotevira, the Ramak, the Tzema Devora, and his Chadoidi was confirmed by the Arizal to be a Pi Kabbalah, and he said it should stand every Friday night. he wrote a sefer called Monos Halevi. And on Purim, he sent that sefer to his father-in-law as a present for Mishlach Monos. Hence the name Monos Halevi. And on the Shabbat, you can have a look, says this is the kind of mitzvah of Mishlach Monos that the chosni to my father-in-law. In his sefer, in a classic work there, in Monos Halevi, he writes several times that the idea behind Mishlach Monos is to create Ava Vareus, to create simcha and friendship between people. And therefore, he says, any item that's going to call the Ava, it doesn't have to be food, you're behind the mitzvah. And he says that the idea is that Klal Yisrael B'Shav Purim, they had a problem of Yeshna Am Echad Mefuzar Mefayrod. There was a lack of unity, there was pirus, there was machloitim. So we, to counteract that, we are the kind of shlach monos to create reus and avo as a tikkun for the aveira of yeshna and echad and fuzar and mefayrus. So we have over here machloitim what the ideal is, the idea behind the shlach monos. Is it to provide food for the suda, or is it to create a friendship and Reyes. I just want to mention to you the interesting Pele Yoyet brings that several poskim write that you should only send Mishlach Monos to a friend, not to someone who you've had a dispute with. He says the poskim say, the Losh and the poskim is Mishlach Monos ish Lere'eu. Straight, give it to a friend. Give it friends in the friendship with a friend, Lere'eu. Says the Pele Yoyet. He says, if you've only got one Mishlach Monos, just send it to your soinate. Send it to your soine. I said, Ishla Re'eu. Says, make him your Re'eu. Turn him to your Re'eu. The idea of Mishlach Monos is to create the Av of Re'eu. There are several Nafkaminas Lahalocha. There are actually many Nafkaminas. I just want to mention two or three. Nafkaminas Lahalocha, whether the idea is to provide food for the Suda, or if the idea is to create Av of Re'eu. First Nafkamina is like this. Logan Avraham brings B'Shem Namariel that you have to send food bottom of bushel. Cooked meat. Because if you send a piece of raw meat and the Possum adds there isn't enough time to cook that piece of meat for the Suda. Says the Logan Avraham, you won't be able to finish last month. Because the idea is to provide for the Suda. If you're giving a raw piece of meat, then that meat will not be able to be ready to be eaten for the Suda. If you learn the idea is to create friendship, then if you're giving a piece of meat, they can use a piece of meat tomorrow, next week. You've shown him, you've thought about him, you've sent a piece of meat. If the idea is Reyes, it should be no different. Some person said, you want to send a frozen food, the same idea, Oifel Kofu, a frozen food, which is not going to be the process for the Suda. If it's the idea to provide for the Suda, you won't be Yotze. If the idea is to create a Reyes, then you'll be Yotze the next day. I even saw one post it, the Shai Teshuvah's river is the frying. There's an interesting fact. He says, you send milchiger food, milchiger macholim. He says, most people have their food flashing. He says, if you send macholim chalovim, milchiger food, which people won't be able to use in the Suda, then you haven't been mekayem Mishlach Monos, because the idea is to provide for the meal. There's another nafka minhag, a shuven ksav sofer. Somebody asked the ksav sofer the following shaila, that he sent someone Mishlach Monos, and it seems to be that the tag, the note he'd written, that Simchat Purim, the eighth, Mishpachat, so and so, had fallen off. That means the recipient had received what we call an anonymous Mishlach Monos. Anonymous Mishlach Monos. So his shaila was, in those times they didn't send Mishlach Monos like we do, 5, 10, 15, they didn't have that much money. They bought one Mishlach Monos and they sent it. And he asked the staff sofer, he says, I found out that the tag came off the seller and they couldn't be my dear him. Am I the kind of mitzvah of Mishlach Monos with an anonymous Mishlach Monos? Staff sofer there, the long tshuva, and he says very clearly to them, if the mitzvah of Mishloach Mon is to provide food for a Suda, like the Trumas Hadeshen. You've done so. It's true. The Yid doesn't know who it's come from. But you provided one of the Yid in the Klal Yisrael with some food for their Suda, you Makai in the mitzvah. If, however, the mitzvah is to create friendship, an anonymous Shlach Monas, you know, you don't know who it's come from, it's obviously not any friendship, and you're not going to be yoked to the mitzvah. And he goes backwards and forwards in the Shaila. There is another Shaila, which may be a bit controversial for some, Shaila in the Be'er Hater, which is connected to this. The Be'er Hater brings a Shaila from the Sefer Yad Aaron. Shaila is the following. Yad Aaron is static. Nisha Sholeach Mishloach Monas Koidem Purim Mimedinat Hayom. He talks about somebody sending Mishloach Monas 2 days before Purim. The Higia Purim, and the Mishloach Monas arrive on Purim day in the morning, ready to be Haim Yosim Mishloach Monas. Do we say, the Loshna of the Be'er Hater is, do we say Kiven Shesholach Ba'oid Shalachim? Since he sent at a time when he was not yet Mechuyev with Mishloach Monas, therefore he will not be yoked to the mitzvah. Or do we say, Kivim Shegiyah B'Purim, you can be yoked to the mitzvah. In our days, I think the equivalent of that is that you can order Mishloach Monas over the phone or through other systems, and you send a few days beforehand, you send a check, whatever, a message, and the Mishloach Monas will surely get that Purim in a most beautiful manner. But it could be on Purim day itself, you've long forgotten you ever sent that Mishloach Monas. But it arrives down Purim, are you going to the mitzvah? The Be'er Hater says there, Darti Noite, She Yotzim Bazeh. Not so sure, but he says, I think you'll be Yotzim. The Oruch HaShulchan brings the Shaila, he brings the Be'er Hater, he says, no way, you're not Yotzim Mishloach Monas. You didn't send it on Purim. You didn't send it on Purim. The Sefer, there's a tshuva, a Shai tshuva, the Torah Lishma. The Torah Lishma wants to say that if you think about it, he says that this Shaila is Torah on the deep understanding of the meaning of the reasoning behind the mitzvah of Mishloach Monas. If the mitzvah of Mishloach Monas is to provide food for the Suda, and it's arrived in Purim, someone's got his food for his Suda, he doesn't care whether it was sent 3 days ago, a few days ago, that's fine, you go to send it. And that would be the shift of the Be'er Hater. If, however, the idea is to, on Purim, that person should do a mitzvah of showing rail, and on Purim there's certain things you have to do, in Matanos Levyonim, we've got to do a mitzvah of rail. Take a Mishloach Monas, and you don't have to bring it in yourself, send it. Binyan Tzion says it's better to send it through a shliach. It says Mishloach Monas, it's better to send it. But it doesn't have to be out shlichos. We're not talking about shlichos shodim kamoisi. You can send a cotton, you can send possibly even a goy. The idea is to send it mishloach through somebody else. And but the idea is to do a mitzvah of friendship. You did it a few days before Purim. The actual mitzrayus, the mitzrayus. I mean, if you do the
rayus isn't going to get anyhow.
Time is good. He learns that the mitzvah is. It sounds like I'm saying a lot like that. When a person is does rayus to somebody else, you have a satisfaction. You have a simcha. When you feel you've done somebody rayus, so you're sleeping at home and the Mishloach Monas arrives at his door. You don't even know he's doing it. A whole day of Purim, you weren't even mitzyachas with that simcha. Because you've got to have that feeling of satisfaction that you've created rayus on Purim. You never did that on Purim. You never did that. That might have to be done on Purim. But nishmachach, 100% right. But it's a shaila, and it isn't a clear hachra. Another shaila is there a shir for Mishloach Monas? Does the Mishloach Monas have to be, if you send one sweet, and maybe a small tangerine, are you going to be yoked to the mitzvah? Is there any limit, upwards, downwards? Is there any shir to the chiyuv of Mishloach Monas? There's a line of Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin. But the Gemara tells the following story. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi sent Shlachmonas to Rabbi Moshe. The Gemara actually reveals the content of the Shlachmonas. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Sholach Rabbi Moshe Igle Tilta the Gaba the Chamra. He sent him a piece of meat and a bottle of wine, possibly a barrel of wine. Sholach Leh, when Rabbi Oshia received the Shlachmonas, he sent a message back to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And I'll tell you the gears to which it's printed in our Gemara. Sholach Leh, he sent him back, Kiyamto Bonu, Mishlach Monos, Umatonet Levyon. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Rebbe was very wealthy, the Gemara describes his wealth, he was very wealthy, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Oshia was the other end of the scale, he was on his end. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, Rabbi Oshia sent back a message, you know, you've done a double mitzvah here, Shlach Monas and Matonas Levyon. The Ritva, however, has got a different gift in the Gemara. His gift is the following. Sholach Leh, the message was the following. Kiyam Tobonu Umatonos Levyon. You are Makai Matonis Levyonim, but not the Shleach Monas. Says the Ritva, what did Rabbi Yishu mean with that message? Rabbi Yishu meant the following. According to your means, Rebbe, that wasn't a Shleach Monas. Because you sent me from a bottle of wine, you weren't Makai When you send the Shleach Monas, it has to be, what we call maybe means tested, has to be according to your matzav. You were Grace the Gazir, you sent a small Shleach Monas. You were Makai, Matonis Levyonim. Matonis Levyonim, no share, very nice. Of a Mishloach Monas, there were two items, but not Lefi Kavoitcha. And the Bir Halacha brings this Ritva, and it's Choshish Lehalacha. And he says if a person sends, maybe we call it a Maizli Shlach Monas, a Shlach Monas which is not up to the person's standards according to his means, he says you will not be Mekayim Shlach Monas. If we think for half a moment, I think we'll understand that this Shaila, because it's totally under Geirsa in the Gemara, under Rishonim in the Greek district, so there's obviously a Machlokes Rishonim. Some had the Geirsa Kiyam Tabonu Mishloach Monas Umatonis Levyonim. Those Rishonim were of the opinion that were Mekayim Shlach Monas. So I think the machlokes here is, again, in the reasoning behind Mishloach. If the idea of Mishloach Monas is to provide for the Suda, then, if the recipient received, Rabbi Yishu was the poor man, and he received something for his Suda, he doesn't have to supply the whole Suda. There's no chiv to supply, you know, the first course, the second course, after the after. Something for your Suda. So if the idea is to supply, help you towards your Suda, then why should the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, be Yosef, Chiv Mishloach Monas? So he sent a small amount, but he sent something for his Suda. And for Rabbi Yishu's Suda, for Rabbi Yishu's Suda, it was quite nice, a piece of meat and a bottle of wine. However, the Ritva seems to have understood that the idea of Mishloach Monas is to show real, to show friendship. To show, I thought of you, I care about you, important. So it depends on the Mishaleach. If the Mishaleach sends a small Shlach Monas according to his standard, then there's no Reus. It's about saying, if you want to show someone Reus, then you've got to send him according to the way, your capability. And in fact, if Yehuda Hanasi sent him a small Shlach Monas, it wasn't Yosef. The Chayyah, this Shaila, will be Tova on the idea behind the Shlach Monas. Halacha Lemaita, the Mishnah Berurah himself is choshesh to the shitta of Seuda. And he said there that, of course, the idea is also to create friendship, but you've got to send something that provides them. If you send kalim, you send any items which isn't food, says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got to be choshesh, you won't be yotzei mishum shlach monas. And he said that it should be food which is Ra'u la'achila mevushal. He said that even if there's time to cook it, it's good enough. It should be an oichol which is ra'u la'achila. And some poskim say that you send food to an old person, which not raw for an old person to eat, and you send a sack of sweets or something like that to an elderly person, you want to be mekayem the mitzvah. Again, it has to be food which is ra'u for the suitor. Yes, to be choshish to the shita of ra'u the suitor. The shayla, if you send nash, which is not going to be in the suitor. I remember when I was in Gate Yeshiva, I noticed one of the Rosh Yeshivas every year who was makpid to send. He made, or his wife made a meal, like one of his airline meals. Proper food should be mamish ra'u the suitor. But we send more than one shlachmonis, and if in the shlachmonis it contains a drink, and aloch is it could be machel or mishteh fruit, which it doesn't mean it has to. It's potentially possible that the shaila in the poskim, what about two of the same food? That there has to be different, two same monos. What about two bottles of wine, or maybe different wines, or two different types of donuts, or two different types of chocolate? Actually, a machlokes. Machlokes haposkim, the Rosh Yosef says you are yoytzu shnei minim. The Rambam seems to say shtei mono shel basa. It sounds like you have two pieces of meat. You also yoytzu, even though they're the identical meat. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when Rambam says shtei mono shel basa, he meant two different types of meat. One possibly a chicken, a beef, whatever. Two different types of meat. There has to be two meanings. The machlokes, machlokes.
The potential.
I mean, the potential to use it for his tutor. I have to do something which he could, in theory, use for his tutor. Whether he uses it or not, it's potentially possible to use it. The Prima Godin says that there should have been a bracha for Mishlach Monos. Every time you send a Mishlach Monos, the Mitzvah of Sage Rabbon, and we make Baruch of the Mitzvah of Sage Rabbon, and he says, Asher, Kedishon, Abim, Mitzvah, and Sivon, and Mishlach Monos. Every time you kept the door, which before you hand it over, there should be a Baruch, says the Prima Godim. However, he says, any Mitzvah which is Tolu B'Dat Acherim, and the recipient might refuse it, he might not be happy with the content, but he might refuse it, you Tolu B'Dat Acherim, and therefore, he dealt with the Tshuva to Rashba. The Tshuva to Rashba said you don't make a bracha on Stoka. Stoka is at least a mitzvah to save Rabbana. The Tshuva to Rashba said you don't make a bracha because it might end up a bracha of Akhala. The recipient might refuse it, which can does happen. So to any bracha which is told about Acherim, you don't make a bracha as if that's a Prima Godin. However, the Shechiyanu in the morning, the Shechiyanu is the halacha, one should be mechaven for all the mitzvahs ayom. May I just finish up with just a very small thought, which I saw yesterday in the Rav Yitzchak Huttner says when the Svarim, the Arizal, compared Purim and Yom Kippur, he says they are two sides of the coin. Because every Yom Tov has got Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. That's the halacha of Mipasim, Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. Now Yom Kippur is Kuloi Lashem, not much Lachem on Yom Kippur. So he says Purim is the other side of the coin of Yom Kippur, which is Kuloi Lachem, Nishte the Simcha. So he points out that on Purim, on Yom Kippur, there's an inyan to be Meratzes Chaveiros, to ask if you've hurt anybody's feelings, to ask Mechila. So that's a Ruchniyistik action, to go and ask him Mechila. Because the equivalent, the other side of it, is the Purim, the Ratzes Chaveiros is the Mishloach Monos. The Mishloach Monos of Purim is the Lachem of the Meratzes Chaveiros of the Chatzil Hashem of Yom Kippur. So Purim is a day where we can strengthen friendships or possibly heal rifts by small shachmonis, one can sometimes be stuck in the Yeshnam Echad Mefuzah on Doiros, should be a day of Simcha. And maybe one of the reasons why they put an inyan of Akhdus and Purim is because you can't really be the Simcha when you've got the bad feelings with somebody, you can't really be the Simcha. But in order to be a day of Mishta with Simcha, we have to create friendships and heal Chas V'Shalom any rifts. Friendship should help us to have a day which is reserved for the scholars of a beautiful day. We have to be Sameh for Simcha V'Tuv Leivav.